W. All hits, all the time.
If you're in Windsor, in Detroit, the number's 298-8822.
I remember when Mary Lou said, "You wanna walk me home from school?" Well, I said, "Yes, I do." She said, "I don't have to go right home, and I would kinda like to be alone some." You would? I said, "Me too." Love me. like I wanna be loved by you.
CKLW, you got to love me like I wanna be loved by you. Spiders and Snakes, Jimmy Stafford with Bob Moody at 2:05.
It's the morning of your life.
We've got something very special for you. It's the CKLW Bridal Fair, February 16th and 17th at the Community Arts Building at the State Fairgrounds. It's all about love and marriage, with prizes, displays, fashion shows, everything for the bride-to-be.
It's the morning of your life, and it starts with Bridal Fair.
If you're a new bride or a bride-to-be, don't miss Bridal Fair, coming soon.
CKLW!
If I could save time in a bottle, the first thing that I'd like to do is to save every day till eternity passes away, just to spend them with you. If I could make days last forever, if words could make wishes come true, I'd save every day like a treasure, and then again I would spend them with you. But there never seems to be enough time to do the things you want to do once you find them. I looked around enough to know I want to go through time with. If I had a box just for wishes and dreams that had never come true, the box would be empty except for the memory of how they were answered by you. But there never seems to be enough time to do the things you want to do once you find them. Around enough to know you're the one I want to go through time.
CKLW gets Memphis Soul into Motor Cities. The staple thing is, if you're ready, come go with me. Cowboy Bob Moody for East Lake, Ohio, and Ann Arbor, Four Tops. I just can't help myself. CKLW. Playing what you want to hear. Call me, 258-8000 in Windsor. In Detroit, 298-8822.
My baby makes me proud. Lord, don't she make me proud. She never makes a scene by hanging all over me in a crowd. Like to talk, Lord, don't they love to talk? But when they turn out the lights, I know she'll be leaving with me. And when we get behind closed doors, when she lets her hair.
Charlie Rich, that was a country music song of the year. It's 219 with Bob Moody. Motor City weather, overcast with up to 2 inches of snow overnight, not four like they thought earlier. Low of 13, notice I say they. I don't guarantee this stuff. Low of 13, occasional snow again on Monday with a high of 25. Continued snow flurries and colder through to Tuesday. In Cleveland, it's 26. Toledo has 19. And in the Motor City, it's currently 19.
CKLW. I've got a song, I ain't got no melody. I'm gonna sing it to my friends. When I go round in circles, when they fly high like a bird up in the sky, when they go round in circles, when they fly high like a bird up in the sky. Fly high. Once in a while, I've got a story, ain't got no mother. Let the bad guy win every once in a while. When they go round in circles, when they fly high like a bird up in the sky. When they go round in circles, when they fly high like a bird. Like a
gonna sing it to my friends. I've got a song, I ain't got no melody. I'm gonna sing it to my friend. When it go round and circle, when it fly high like a bird up in the sky, when it go round in circle, when it fly high like a bird up in the sky.
KLW with Bob Moody. This is Elton John, Beyond the Yellow Brick Road.
When are you gonna come down? When are you going to land? I should have stayed on the phone. I should have listened to my own mind. You know you can't hold me forever. I didn't sign up. Was
was dogging him. Traveled about, the dog up and died, up and died. After 20 years, he still grieved. Instead of dance now at every chance in honky-tonk. For drinks and tips, but most of the time I spend behind these county bars. 'Cause I drinks a bit. He shook his head, and as he shook his head, I heard someone ask him,
W. With up to 52 minutes of hit music an hour, Stevie Wonder.
A boy's born in hard time Mississippi, surrounded by four walls that ain't so pretty. His parents give him love and affection to keep him strong, moving in the right direction, living just enough, just enough. For the city. His father works some days for 14 hours, and you can bet he barely makes a dollar. His mother goes to scrub the floors for Minnie, and you best believe she hardly gets a penny. Living just enough, just enough for the city.
Bob Moody, call me right now. Tell me what you would like to hear next. 258-8000 in Windsor and Detroit. 298, 8822 for Sherwood, Ohio. Eagles.
Well, I'm running down the road trying to loosen my load. I got seven women on my mind. Four that want to own me, two that want to stone me, one says she's a friend of mine. Take it easy, take it easy. Don't let the sound of your own wheels drive you crazy.
Thank you.
1240. This is Joe Donovan, CKLW 2020 News. That snow's not coming down too hard, but it is falling steadily, and driving on freeways and streets could be getting somewhat hazardous by now. Weatherman Ron Henry warns in some outlying areas that white stuff is going to pile up.
You can expect snow to be developing with up to 2 inches accumulation is possible. There might be locally, however, some even higher snow depth. And we're expecting the low tonight to get to the mid-teens. For tomorrow, occasional periods of snow. The high should be in the low to mid-20s. And this looks like it'll be subsiding by Monday night.
You can add it up. Slippery streets, fishtailing at intersections. Drive carefully. Salt trucks are on the case in Windsor, Detroit. AAA's Bob Bolio gives us a closer look.
All Detroit metropolitan freeways are now clear. All are dry. The Ambassador Bridge now has light traffic both to and from Canada. At the Detroit-Windsor Tunnel, it's light to medium both ways, with short waits for cars entering the U.S.
What city has the dubious distinction of being America's murder capital for 1973? Well, chances are you said Detroit, and if you did, you're dead wrong. And no, it's not New York either. The big town has a lot of bodies hitting the asphalt, but it takes a back seat to the pride of Dixie, Atlanta, Georgia. The FBI reveals that Atlanta, with 300 murders this year, has a rate of 50 killings for each 100,000 people, and that makes the Peach Capital a good place to die in suddenly. Detroit has had 744 homicides this year, but the Motor City also has three times Atlanta's population. Police Sergeant Fred Williams points out that crime in general went down in the Motor City during 73, and Williams predicts a lessening of the homicide rate next year.
Tremendous increase in homicides, of course, has been the one thing that's, I think it was bad for the year, but with the election of a new mayor in the city of Detroit and the feeling of togetherness that I get out in the community, I think we're going to see some changes in Detroit. I think we're going to see the city be turned around. I think people are starting to become more and more aware that these things can happen, and I think it's getting across that a lot of these killings are between people that know each other. And I've been doing some research, and we're getting ready to get a book together, too, that'll be coming out sometime next year of the phenomenon of homicide.
Windsor police are looking for some sign of 21-year-old Richard Hamill, who apparently has taken a dive off the Ambassador Bridge. A friend of Hamill says he was giving Hamill a ride at Metro Airport, but Hamill said stop the car when they were on the bridge. The auto came to a halt. Hamill leaped out, went over the side in the murky blackness of the fog and ice-shrouded river, and nobody has seen him since. Well, who's your man of the year for 1973? With the state of affairs currently, a lot of people probably saying nobody, but the Gallup poll has come up with Secretary of State Henry Kissinger as the person most Americans would pick as 73's number one guy. President Nixon, who was the Gallup man of the year last year, was still number three. Nixon and Kissinger last year were Time magazine's top men. There's a turnaround this year. Time has picked federal judge John Sirica, who's presiding over the Watergate trials. Well, love has overcome even the machinations of the Ontario government. Ontario does not recognize the Church of Scientology as being a legitimate religion. However, two Hamilton residents who are in love and who are also Scientologists went to Nova Scotia during the weekend to be married. Lindo and Charlene Girard both are 22 years old. They took the long hike to Halifax because they wanted to be married in their own faith. Scientology is described as a reform religion, and the Reverend George McEnany says its basic difference from other Western religions is that it believes in reincarnation. Scientology has been recognized as a legitimate faith in Nova Scotia, British Columbia, Alberta, the Yukon, the Northwest Territories, and of course the entire United States. The Federal Energy Office plans to make sure that fuel allocation rules are being obeyed to the letter. Energy Czar William Simon says 1,000 agents will be enforcing those rules. Also, Simon's going to check around to make sure that people aren't hoarding gasoline. And meanwhile, the Chicago gas station figured what it thought was an ideal way to beat the federal price guidelines for gasoline. And the owners of the Chicago station said they would sell 5 gallons of gasoline plus a lucky rabbit's foot for $10, figuring that the package deal could not be considered as being an overcharge. However, the federal agents had the last word. They just walked in, busted that place, and threw the owners in jail. When do you see news in the making? Hotline the Big 8 at 254-CKLW in Windsor or 961-NEWS in Detroit. We make a weekly cash award, plus we'll be laying down $1,000 worth of big long green tomorrow morning for the best news tip of 1973. CKLW News Time, 2:45. In sports, Dallas and Minnesota played giveaway in the third period of their NFC Championship game, and it was the Cowboys who gave the ball away one time too many. With the Vikings ahead 17-10, the ball turned over six times in the course of a few minutes as both teams fumbled and threw interceptions. Minnesota defensive back Bobby Bryan called a halt to the turnover fun and killed Dallas's victory hopes when he ran 63 yards for a touchdown with an intercepted pass.
Minnesota thus wound up a 27-10 winner, and the Vikings will play Miami in the Super Bowl after the Dolphins won their game 27-10 over Oakland. Larry Zonka busted through the Raiders' defense for 117 yards and three touchdowns, while Garo Yepremian kicked a pair of field goals as Miami avenged an earlier upset loss to Oakland. It's Miami's 24th straight home field victory, and Coach Don Shula has a lot of pride for his ball players.
I can't be any more proud of this football team than I am right now. And the way that they played out there today, we just got it all going for us and played a big defense, and our offense was able to put points on the board, and our teams kept the pressure on them all the time, and it's just a great win against a real fine football team.
Shula also had some words of praise for the defeated Raiders, who were trying to make it to the Super Bowl for the first time since 1968.
You have to give Oakland credit for the way that they have come and the type of football that they played to be in the AFC Championship, and we're very proud of being the winner today.
Miami thus becomes the first team to ever make three Super Bowl trips. Marcel Dion, who had scored three goals in his first 33 games this season, got two in one game for the Red Wings against Atlanta as the Wings snuffed out the Flames 4-2. Ace Bailey broke a two-all tie early in the second period with a 65-foot slap shot to beat Atlanta goalie Dan Bouchard. Doug Roberts had the other Wings goal. Rookie Bill McKenzie was in the nets again for the Wings. McKenzie's record, a very respectable 2 wins, 2 losses, and 2 ties. Elsewhere, a pair of 4-3 games, Toronto topping Chicago and the Rangers outlasting Minnesota. Boston blasted California 8-1. Philadelphia got by Buffalo 5-4. The Pistons took another significant step toward a playoff spot by topping Milwaukee 98-91 behind the combined 42-point performances of Dave Bing and Bob Lanier. In the first half, the Pistons led by 13 points, but then Milwaukee outscored them 14-1 to start off the second half. That gave Milwaukee a 72-67 lead going into the final period. But Lanier got a basket and 2 free throws, and that helped the Pistons open up an 81-78 lead. Later on, a 3-point play by Lanier plus 2 buckets from Curtis Rowe and 1 from George Trapp gave the Pistons a 92-87 edge. After Kareem Jabbar scored for the Bucks, Trapp hit again. Then Trapp hit 2 foul shots with 15 seconds left to lock up the victory. Jabbar wound up with 30 points for the Bucks. Elsewhere, Portland over Chicago 99-92. Atlanta got by Cleveland 99-94. New York ripped Kansas City 102-85. Los Angeles down Buffalo 108-105. And Seattle took Golden State 96-92. In college ball, Michigan State rallied from a 3-point halftime deficit to knock off Holy Cross 97-85 and take 3rd place in the Maryland Invitational Tournament. Terry Furlow was high man for the Spartans with 24 points, while Mike Robinson added 20. CKLW, first in the Motor City with 2020 News.
Once upon a time, Motorola was just getting started. But that was over 40 years ago. First, we created a great sound in our radios. In 1929, Motorola was the first to successfully install their radios in automobiles. Over the years, we improved the Motorola sound. We adapted it for 8 tracks, and Motorola was the first with in-car FM. Even with these accomplishments, Motorola aimed high and scored again. It was Motorola communications equipment that was used on the U.S. flights to the moon. It's excusable if we sound like we're high on our products. You too can enjoy quality sound and the richness of experience with Motorola.
See Radio Frank. For 26 years, the last word on in-car entertainment. Radio Frank on Michigan Avenue in Dearborn between Schaefer and Greenfield. Radio Frank is open Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday nights till 9.
CKLW In-Depth Report. Canadian native Robert Goulet is one of the few people we've talked to who still likes what he's doing.
Oh, I enjoy it immensely, but it's when it's for a first time and only time shot, you have to be very careful about what you're going to do, because they don't know the lighting cues, they don't know where I'm going to go in the audience. The band is playing it for the first time, and it's we like perfection if we can get it. We never get it, but we do our darndest to make it as good a show as possible, so you have to work a little harder. When I go to Vegas, the people there pretty much know the act, unless it's a brand new act, and the light people and the sound people know exactly what I'm going to do, so I don't have to re-rehearse.
Goulet has fallen from the star-studded platform he once occupied, but he's not gone, just confined to the nightclub and TV guest appearance circuit.
If you mean I want audience participation in my songs, have them join me in singing or hand clapping, I would never do that, because I think that's boring. If somebody wants to do it, that's fine, that's their bag, it's not mine. I do go into the audience, and I sing to them, and I fool around with them. And I have laughs, and I just stop the music sometimes, just talk to people, and I have a ball. It's so much better in a nightclub, of course, to go into the audience, because you can move anywhere you want. Here, in this theater, unfortunately, I only have the front row and a couple of the aisles. I can't go in the middle of the theater. There's no light, for one thing. But I enjoy it, and we find some strange people sometimes and get a couple of laughs,
CKLW In-Depth Report.
Here's my story. It's
sad but true.
But I'm the type of guy who will never settle down.
Diane,
desire.
Of songs you're really gonna dig. It's called A Teenager in Love by Dionne and the Belmonts. It's the 50s all over again with this timeless collection, 60 favorite hits on a deluxe four-album set. Fall in love again to the sound of A Teenager in Love, a dynamite package from Dionne and the Belmonts. Here's how to get yours.
Call 778-3102 or write to Dionne and the Belmonts, CKLW Radio, Windsor, Ontario, or Box 8, Detroit, Michigan. Pay the postman $9.95 for the records or $60.95 for tapes. COD charges are extra. Money-back guarantee from Jukebox Records. That number again is 778-3102. Your Better Business Bureau wants to remind you that when you're taking out a loan, that old saying still applies. Don't bite off more than you can chew. Motor City weather. Overcast with up to 2 inches of snow overnight. Low 13. Occasional snow Monday. High 25. Snow flurries and colder Monday night and Tuesday. The current temperature 19 degrees. Sarnia 21. Cleveland 27. Toledo 18. This is Joe Donovan, CKLW 2020 News. Now, more hit music with Bob Moody. Song in a while? Well, I'd like to play it for you. Call me now. In Windsor, 258-8000. In Detroit, 298-8822. Carpenters.
Such a feeling's coming over me. There is wonder in most everything I see. Not a cloud in the sky. Got the sun in my eyes. And I won't be surprised if it's a dream. Everything I want the world to be is now coming true, especially for me. And the reason is clear, it's because you are here. You're the nearest thing to heaven that I've seen. I'm on the top. trees and the touch of the breeze is a pleasing sense of happiness for me. There is only one wish on my mind. When this day is through, I hope that I will find that tomorrow will be just the same for you and me. All I need will be mine if you are here.
Moments.
It's time to dance.
Sexy mama.
Sexy mama. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Come on, baby. Come on, sexy mama. Come on, you better get up and soon. Yeah. Take it easy, baby. Let me do what I want to do to you. I want to open up.
All hits, all the time.